This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Femi Okay. So, even the best finishing school, John, will probably not prepare you for tea with the Queen. And that's exactly where the Obamas
are
heading today.
Definitely.
To Buckingham Palace. So President Obama will become the 11th US president to have an audience with the Queen. Joining us on the line right now is Ingrid Seward. She's the editor-in-chief of Majesty magazine. Thank you very much, Ingrid, for joining us. Let's get some etiquette out of the way first of all. Should the Obamas take a gift to the Queen in a couple of hours' time?
Well, I don't think that there's any necessity for them to do that. They on state visits, it's when there's a great performance about the exchange of gifts. But on a very short private visit, which is really to strengthen the bond between the UK and the USA, and the Queen is uniquely placed to do that, I think it would probably be completely unnecessary and out of place.
Now, what sort of advice would be given to the President and the First Lady in terms of their meeting this afternoon? It's going to be about 30 minutes at Buckingham Palace.
Well, it will be nerve-wracking for them because, you know, it's with great ceremony. They go through the garden entrance into the Queen's private area of Buckingham Palace, and they see her in her private audience room, which is where she meets our Prime Minister. They will be introduced by her private secretary, you know, Mr. President, this is Her Majesty the Queen. He will say, good afternoon, Your Majesty, and then he will then address her as ma'am. Mm. And they will shake hands. He'll not be expected to bow, and Michelle certainly won't be expected to curtsy.
Now, Ingrid, it is unlikely that the Queen would actually use profanity in saying to Barack Obama, thanks for ruining the banking system in the world financial system, correct?
Oh, absolutely. She won't discuss anything of any political nature, but she will make him aware that she is conscious of the enormous weight of responsibility that he has on his shoulders. I think she will be extremely sort of gentle and welcoming because she'll know it's nerve-wracking for them.
How orchestrated is this 30 minutes, Ingrid?
Fairly orchestrated because of the time. It's a very short time. They've got to arrive, be taken up to the audience room, come in, shake hands. She will ask them to be seated. I don't suppose they'll even have a cup of tea. I don't know that there'll even be time for that. And they will exchange pleasantries and there'll be, oh, of course, there'll be the photographs and the TV, which we will all see. The cameras leave the room, and leaving the Queen alone with the President and Michelle. I think she'll remain there. There's not a great deal of time to say anything.
Ingrid, we're going to be watching the Queen's body language as we see these pictures. How can we tell? You know her better than we do. How can we tell if she's enjoying the meeting or not?
You can't tell with the Queen. She never gives away a flicker of emotion, unless there's a sort of great joke. I mean, I'm sure she'll be laughing. She'll be wearing probably a bright-coloured frock, probably carrying her handbag over her arm because that's her sort of security blanket.
All right. Thank you, Ingrid. We'll have to wait and see how that all works out. Ingrid Seward, she's the editor-in-chief of Majesty magazine. Thanks, Ingrid.
A bright-coloured frock.
That's a dress in American.
A bright-coloured frock. That's my takeaway.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here? And maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.